Welcome to Songs of Encouragement. Selections of song, scripture, and comment designed to encourage, inspire, and edify. It is our sincere desire that you will be blessed as we seek to exalt the one who alone can give a new song.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, in the heart he implanted the song of song, of deliverance, of courage, of strength, in the heart he implanted the song.
Have you ever been in a crowded, laughter-filled room and felt that you were all alone? Oh yes, everyone may have been talking, but you were unable to share in the conversation, and suddenly you realize that nobody was really with you. Possibly you have been involved in a discussion in which many words were spoken, but no communication had taken place. You might just as well have been talking to yourself. People living in large cities containing thousands of residents have often found them to be the loneliest places in the world. It seems that everyone has a basic desire to belong, to be needed, to be cared for. Loneliness is a condition of the heart and soul. The mere presence of people does not necessarily bring about togetherness, because people and circumstances change. There is only one way to ensure against ever becoming lonely. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He will send His Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to dwell within your heart. Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world."
Lonely days and lonely nights, filled with despair, caused me to long for someone to care. Then I heard Christ say to me, "This promise I made, lo, I am with you now and forever. Be not afraid. You'll never be lonely again, never again, if you will open your heart's door to Him. So just brush away the tears and forget your foolish fears. You'll never be lonely again, never again. If you're longing for a friend, loving and true, come to the Savior, He waits for you. He will do the same for you as He did for me. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. Trust Him and see. You'll never be lonely again, never again, if you will open your heart's door to Him. So just brush away the tears and forget your foolish fears. You'll never be lonely again, never again, never again, never again.
The storm swept down, the night was dark. Fears filled my heart and waves my bark. Upon a sea of troubles thrown, the Lord seemed far and I alone. Oh, it is terrible to be tossed on the water without Thee. But lo, across the wave a form I saw, forgotten in the storm. Near He came, I heard His voice, unheeded now the water's noise. "Lord, is it Thou? And callest Thou me?" Ah, He is with me on the sea. In every rush of storm or foam, my listening heart can hear Thy "Come." Strong in that word I cling no more to straining plank or laboring oar. Thou callest me to walk with Thee, an overcomer on the sea.
Who cares? Jesus, my Lord and Savior cares. There's not a dearer friend to me. He'll lead me on till his face I see. Nearly breaking, Jesus, my Lord and Savior cares. Who cares when my friends forsake me? Who cares when the storms o'ertake me? Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Jesus, my Lord and Savior cares.
There has never appeared on earth another who so thoroughly entered into all human distresses and understood all the perplexities that trouble the minds of men as the Lord Jesus Christ. None else could fathom the depths of human hearts as he, who is God in man in one blessed, adorable person. Today he remains the one unchanging Christ, who can minister to men in every circumstance. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Is your spirit tired and faint? Turn to God with your complaint. Nothing is too small to tell him. Take the time to tell him all. God, who watches o'er the sparrow, certainly will hear your call. In his presence rest each hour. He will give his child fresh power.
When you have trouble and when you have care, when you have burdens too heavy to bear, when there are shadows and clouds everywhere, have a little talk with the Lord.
Have a little talk with the Lord. Tell him all your trouble and care. Have a little talk with the Lord. Meet him at the place of prayer. When you are seeking the right move to make, when you are longing the right road to take, if you'd be certain to make no mistake, have a little talk with the Lord. Have a little talk with the Lord. Tell him all your trouble and care. Have a little talk with the Lord. Meet him at the place of prayer. When you meet rivers of sorrow so deep, when there are heartaches that make you to weep, when you are worried and can't even sleep, have a little talk with the Lord. Have a little talk with the Lord. Tell him all your trouble and care. Have a little talk with the Lord. Meet him at the place of prayer. Meet him at the place of prayer.
trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. God has used many arguments to convince us that we should trust in Him. Sometimes the Scriptures teach us to argue from the less to the greater. If God so clothe the grass, shall He not much more clothe you? Sometimes from the greater to the less. He that spared not His own Son, how shall He not also with Him freely give us all things? Sometimes from things past. The Lord that delivered me will deliver me. Sometimes from things past and present to things to come. Who hath delivered and doth deliver, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver us. Are you downhearted and discouraged? Possibly it is because you are trying to go it alone. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths.
Is your burden heavy as you bear?